Hugh Neff is leading the Yukon quest. He left the Stepping Stone Hospitality Checkpoint at 9:47 this morning. Two Rivers musher Alan Moore followed at 11:25. Brent Sass, Jake Berkowitz, and Scott Smith round out the top five. Over the weekend, the trail was shortened by 50 miles to eliminate the climb over American Summit, which is too icy, according to race marshal Doug Grillett.
You know how you get snow gets that scoured where you can't even put a boot to it? I mean, I'm visualizing that at the steep, 45-degree angles.
Teams still have more than 600 miles to travel before they get there. And as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the competition will be stiff along the way.
Everyone's curious about 2012 Yukon Quest champion Hugh Neff's race strategy. He trains dogs specifically to run 1,000-mile races, so his run-rest schedule is different compared with teams that also run in mid-distance races. By the time Neff pulled into CarMax, 177 miles down the trail, he had only rested for 4 hours. Neff says he's trying to keep his distance from the competition.
One thing I've learned through the years is if you start following other mushers around, you know what they end up doing? They start messing with you. And that's why I'm avoiding my buddy Lance and my buddy Alan and everybody else. We might camp together sooner or later, but you know what? When it comes down to it, this is a race, and we all got to do our own thing.
Neff only briefly relinquished his lead to Alan Moore at the McCabe Creek Dog Drop. It's roughly 40 miles outside of CarMax. He says it's all part of his plan.
No, it'll be fun for my leaders, you know. I think they're getting bored up there a little bit.
Two-time Quest finisher Alan Moore isn't swayed by other mushers' decisions.
You know, I can't let Hugh dictate what I'm doing because he's running forever without any rest. Usually that bites you in the butt in the end. And if he keeps doing it, I'd bet a lot of money that bites him in the butt again.
Based on his run-rest pattern, Moore's arrival in Pelly Crossing was so predictable. It was clear he was also keeping very close track of his time.
If a what?
Set a timer for your run-rest.
Absolutely. My ding-dinging was going off just a second ago. I'm just kidding you.
No, you don't?
I don't.
Consistency may also explain why Moore's dogs were jumping in harness when they pulled the Two Rivers musher into the race's third checkpoint. Brent Sass is known for running and resting his team consistently. He likes to run 50 to 60 miles and then rest for roughly 4 hours. He says he'll stick to that for the first half of the race, regardless of the competition.
I'm blocking it completely out. Like, if you start chasing Hugh Neff right now, I know that I would be getting myself into trouble. So I'm trying to completely forget about my competitors at this point, get a real healthy dog team into Dawson, and go from there.
Jake Berkowitz is also following a consistent run-rest schedule. He blew through CarMax so fast, his wife Robin had to answer for him as his team of energetic dogs nearly jumped out of their harnesses before they sped away.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan so far. Yes. That's all I can tell you. He's right on schedule.
Four-time Quest champion Lance Mackey hasn't been able to pull together consistent runs. He has a few dehydrated dogs who've taken to dipping for mouthfuls of snow on their way down the trail.
I don't think the dipping would be so bad if it wasn't the acrobatics that come with it. They're jerking each other all over the place, off their feet, in the ditches, just back and forth. I think some of them are injuring one another just by doing that.
Mackey was visibly disappointed in CarMax. The more he has to stop and rest his dogs, the farther away his competition runs.
Alan is probably going to have to fall in a hole in the Yukon to get caught.
A good musher never divulges their complete race plan, but most of them seem to think running steady could win this year's race, and they're all biding their time until they reach the halfway mark in Dawson City. From the Yukon Quest Trail in Pelly Crossing, I'm Emily Schwing.